Hi, my name is Robin Cook Bondi, and I am a student in the Provincial Instructor Diploma Program at Vancouver Community College. I am also an instructor of Marketing and Communications within the School of Business at the British Columbia Institute of Technology. One of my assignments in the Provincial Instructor Diploma Program is to select and review an article relating to technology in the classroom and record my thoughts on the article in a podcast. So, with that, welcome to my podcast. I came across an article today published on the HuffingtonPost.com on August 17th by Kermit Randa. The title was, In Education, Technology Helps, But Humans Matter Most. The article starts with Randa speaking about his strong appreciation for the enormous contribution that educators make, both in the classroom and in the community. The article is timely in that school is starting for many of us in the next couple of weeks. In the article, Randa states that educators serve as a source of stability in the lives of their students. In many parts of America, teachers represent the only consistent positive adult presence in young people's lives. Then the article goes on to describe how technology plays a big role in helping educators make that happen, but it quickly also reminds readers that technology cannot replace the human element of teachers. As I am currently studying media-enhanced learning and have been completely immersed in how much technology can enhance the educational experience, this was a really good reminder for me. Randa states that over the last 20 years, technology has revolutionized the education landscape. That is true, and technology will continue to revolutionize the education landscape. Everything from procurements to attendance to grading and assessment, technology has reshaped the way in which we as educators do business. This allows administrators to cut costs and invest more directly in learning, while technology tools like digital blackboards, coding, educational gaming, and whatnot help us add new dynamism to lesson plans and engage tech-savvy students in a language they not only understand but embrace. Technology has also helped families become more involved in their children's learning process and through the in K-12 and through college. Many school systems and universities across the country have web platforms that allow parents to go online and monitor their students' grades, whether they're turning in homework, and make sure their students stay on track once they leave home for college. As a parent, I do this daily for my sons who are in grade 8 and grade 10, and it's made a huge impact on their learning and has also allowed myself as a parent to see where help is needed and intervene when necessary. So as we celebrate the contribution technology makes to helping educators do their job effectively, it's important to recognize that one thing technology will never replace is the value of the human element in helping schools, students, and communities succeed. It will never replace the intuition of a teacher preparing students for a test, reassuring words of a guidance counselor encouraging a student to apply to college, or the wisdom imparted by a dean at graduation to her departing class of seniors. The fact that technology cannot replace the human element is a really good message for all of us teachers to remember as we move into an era that will no doubt see an increase in technology within our classrooms. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Bye!